It's time for the PowerMizzou.com podcast with interviews and analysis of your Missouri Tigers. Now, here's your host, Gabe DeArmond.
Welcome back. After a summer layoff, the PowerMizzou.com podcast returns. We're going to talk a lot of football here over the next few weeks, but we're actually going to start with a little basketball. And our first guest as we come back, the newest Missouri basketball assistant coach, Rob Fulford. Coach, first off, thanks for joining us, and how you doing today?
I appreciate you having me. I'm doing very well. Had a nice, relaxing weekend at Tantara with Coach Stewart's Coach versus Cancer event. Well, a little relaxing weekend, played some golf, got out on the boat. So fun, rejuvenated.
Sounds good. I should have done that with my weekend, I think. You've been in Columbia, what, about 6 weeks? Are you somewhat settled and not living completely out of boxes yet?
I'm getting there. My wife and little girl finally got to town, so starting to get adjusted, but taking some time. Got very acquainted at the Holiday Inn by the mall, so... But it's good. Just starting to get adjusted and, you know, kind of getting everything ready to go.
Good to know you've seen the highlight of town already with the Holiday Inn and the mall. So,
yeah, it was good. I enjoyed, had the great fitness center there.
There you go. What have the first few weeks been like for you? I mean, I know you have not probably spent more time away from Columbia than you have in Columbia since you got the job. Is that right?
Right, been on the road a lot, obviously, with July and the recruiting period. You know, we needed to add a piece to the 2014, so spent a lot of time kind of putting in that effort, and then obviously working on 15s and 16s for that much for July. But it's been very busy.
Yeah, I bet. That piece is Techie Gil Caesar. We'll talk about him in a minute, but first off, after a few years at Huntington Prep, I have to imagine that you had opportunities to jump into the college coaching game. Why had you not until now, and what made Missouri the right place?
No, just the timing. I think it was just making sure that when you do go, you go for the right reasons and the right fit. And, you know, I obviously had some opportunities, but none were what I was looking for. And, you know, obviously with Coach Anderson here now, I think it's just, the timing was right, and he appreciated me being the grinder that I was, kind of working my way up and doing it kind of on a different track. He's obviously done the same, going with the D2 route for so long. I think he appreciated the hard work, and I don't think people quite understand people didn't understand in Huntington what we had accomplished at Huntington Prep. So for him to understand the magnitude of what we were able to do there and, you know, short five-period term, you know, I think it speaks for itself. And I think Coach Anderson's, you know, he knew that. And, you know, it was just the right fit. He and I had a great conversation when we did the phone screen and phone interview. But, you know, I think once I sat down with him and kind of got a feeling of, you know, the excitement of Missouri basketball back in the Columbia area, it was pretty special, and I think it was just something that I was excited to be a part of.
It's interesting you mentioned that excitement. We're talking with Rob Fulford, part of Kim Anderson's staff at Missouri, and, you know, we've noticed over the last few months since Coach Anderson got the job, I mean, and I don't know how familiar you are with Missouri basketball in the last 10, 15 years before you got here, but this fan base is united behind Kim Anderson like I haven't seen in a pretty long time. Have you gotten a sense of that in whatever dealings you've had with Missouri fans?
You know, just from, you know, people seeing you out, and certainly influenced by former players, former local coaches. I think people are I think people that weren't going to renew tickets are. And I think people are extremely excited. Coach Stewart had nothing but, you know, great things to say about Coach Anderson, and just a lot of excitement. And I think people understand, and it's one of their own. You know, he played here.
I want to get to first of all, kind of your interactions with the players on the roster so far, and how much of a chance have you had to get to know these guys and work with them?
Well, I've worked with them. You know, NCAA limits your, you know, weekly hours to two, so. Now, we have had about, I think, 8 workouts since I've been here with the guys. So, you know, and I've had I've had relationships with some of them prior to here just because of the high school ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was familiar with a lot of the guys on the team and just developing a relationship right now before, you know, school starts. And when the guys get back on the, I guess they'll trickle in 21st through 25th. And, you know, just excited to kind of get more in detail with them and, you know, get to know them a little bit more. It's hard to do in the 2-hour time frame that we're given in summer.
Mm-hmm. What are the differences? I mean, obviously, prep school is a little different from a high school, and I'm sure that you guys did some recruiting at a prep school. But what are the differences in recruiting maybe at the level you were at for the previous few years and now that you're at the D1 level?
Well, I mean, certainly it's a little different in July when you're on the road. I'm sitting on a different side of the rope. You know, I could actually, you know, communicate with parents and players at an AAU event versus now – can't really talk to anyone, so that's a little different, but it's still the same. I mean, we were recruiting top 5, top 10 level guys in Huntington, and you know I'm still doing the same here. Just wearing a different tag and making a little bit more money.
Yeah, that's a nice perk. When you're recruiting a kid, and I'm sure what Coach Anderson's looking for has a big influence in this, but when the Missouri basketball staff now goes out and is recruiting a kid, what are the attributes? What are the first 2 or 3 things you look for? And obviously not talking about a specific kid, because I know you can't do that, but just in general, right, when you're looking for a player.
I think his style of play, we've got to, you know, we're looking at obviously a lot of different things from a character standpoint, how they interact with their teammates. Then you obviously get down into their academic situation, you know, after you've evaluated their game. But, you know, I think what we're looking for right now is, you know, skill. You know, we need guys that can defend at the SEC level and beyond. But we need some guys that can put the ball in the basket. And I think that's kind of the main focus that we all had, you know, kind of in evaluating for future classes. You know, skill, athletic ability, kind of the total package,
yep.
Not just athletes, you know, or not just defenders, you know, guys that can kind of do a little bit of everything.
Now, one of those guys that you mentioned earlier, you brought in a kid named Techie, yep, Gil Caesar, who played for you at Huntington, and I'm going to continue to call him Techie because I'm not sure exactly what the correct pronunciation of his first name is.
Yeah, it's Montake, but everyone calls him Techie, I'm assuming, for that reason. That's, you know, it's a lot easier, but you know, we're excited to have Techie.
Tell me about him as a player. I mean, you've seen him over the last couple of years, and what kind of a player is he?
He's a very physical wing, can make plays, you know, not only for himself but for his teammates. But, you know, I think the one thing that we needed on this for this upcoming season was, you know, a knockdown shooter, and Techie brings us that. You know, he's a really, really good rebounder from the guard position, you know, good defender. He's just a solid all-around player, and, you know, to get him, you know, late was kind of a big deal for us because it was certainly something that we needed.
What kind of a situation are you guys walking into? I mean, a lot of times when there's a coaching change, you're talking about rebuilding, starting over from scratch. This is a program that went to a couple NCAA tournaments, just missed it last year, but guys have had to kind of remake the roster. I mean, I want to say you've brought in 5, 6, 7 new guys.
Yeah, we're young. You know, we have six freshmen and 4 sophomores heading into this coming year. You know, so there obviously will be some inconsistencies and, you know, guys adjusting, but, you know, we have pieces. I think we have a chance to be good. It's just going to take a little time to get them to, you know, obviously adjust to college, adjust to being away from home. I think that's, you know, that's one of the advantages that Techie's going to have over some of these other guys that are incoming freshmen. He's already done that, you know, the homesickness, you know, having to go to tutoring and study hall, the strength and conditioning program that he had in Huntington. I think he'll be adjusted a little bit easier than some of the other guys and quicker. But I think that's going to be the biggest thing for us is just to get the consistency level. You know, anytime you have young guys, that's the toughest challenge.
I want to spend just a few more minutes here with Rob Fulford, Missouri basketball assistant coach. And Coach, I know when when you were hired, Kim Anderson made a point to say, obviously, you have a reputation as a guy that can recruit. And a big part of college basketball is being a recruiter. But and he made this same point with Tim Fuller. You know, want to make the point that that's not it. The job doesn't end when he goes out and gets players. He hired you largely for your coaching ability as well. How big a piece of the puzzle is that?
It's big. And, you know, I'm known as a recruiter, but we won a lot of games in Huntington, and it's not just on talent. You know, we have I'm an X and O junkie. You know, I've always prided our teams on our ability to stop other teams because, you know, our schedule was brutal in Huntington. So we played some really good teams, and we shut down some really good teams. So, you know, I think I bring a little bit, defensive value to the team because I've done some creative stuff in the past, you know, based on what the other team does, you know, obviously on their scouting reports. But we did a lot of switching defenses that teams didn't know about just based on what we did offensively. If we'd score, you know, a dunk or a layup, we were in a certain defense. We hit a three, we were in another defense. We hit anything in the mid-range, we were in something else. So, you know, I've always prided myself on keeping the other team kind of guessing what we were doing on defense, and I think that brings a different element that I think I can be of an asset on that side of the ball. And on offense, you know, I've had some elite players, and so I've run a lot of ISO situation plays that are more NBA sets. And then last year, you know, we were geared more towards, you know, movement and motion and using some spread out kind of Mike D'Antoni style pick and roll stuff just to get guys, you know, in spots to where they were successful. So, you know, just a lot of different things that, you know, I can bring to the table when, you know, Coach Anderson needs.
Yeah, you mentioned those elite players. For Missouri fans who don't know, you coached Andrew Wiggins at Huntington Prep. So Missouri fans are going to have to be a little bit understanding that you might have some interaction with the Jayhawk on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's I think that Andrew Wiggins made – I was shocked. I was at Shakespeare's on draft night, and no one booed him. And I don't know if that was because I was in there or what, but
– They probably weren't paying attention.
Yeah, even Missouri fans can appreciate a guy like Wiggins just because he's such a good kid.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I have a great relationship with, you know, Bill Self and the staff over there. So, you know, I have the utmost respect for how they handled Wiggins and his time there. But, you know, it's definitely I can understand there's some hatred there between the two.
So what I heard in that answer is you're going to be the bridge that convinces Bill Self that he should play Missouri again, right?
Well, I'm going to try. How about that?
Good enough. Last one for you, Rob. You mentioned you're kind of getting settled here. So what are the spots in Columbia that you've either had a chance to check out or you know what? You said you went to Shakespeare's. Where else have you gone or know you got to go?
Yeah, you know, I did a little Twitter thing about places to eat, and I got a lot of responses. But so far I've been to Shakespeare's, been to Sophia's, Flat Branch, the diner.
Let me give you a tip about the diner. It gets a lot better at about 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't get any sleep anyway, so it may be a good time to go down there.
Yeah, there you go.
But G&D pizza. I mean, I've been a little bit everywhere so far, but those are just a few.
Last recommendation: if you haven't done it, you got to get yourself a Butch's burger.
I've been to Butch's twice. Love it. First time. No one told me that they didn't accept credit cards. I had to walk around the block and find an ATM after I finished eating. I think they thought, okay, this new guy's already walking out on us.
Yeah, no, we've all done that at least once at Butch's. But, Rob, appreciate the time, man. I know you're busy, but thanks for spending some time with us.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, have a good one. Rob Fulford, Missouri basketball assistant coach, again, over from Huntington Prep, and already brought in Montaigne Gill-Caesar, and certainly a big role in that, and a lot of guys. Thomas Bryant is a kid, highly rated, plays at Huntington Prep now. Missouri's going to probably get a visit from him, and going to be interesting to see. I tell you what, the difference in perception of Missouri basketball from 3 months ago to right now is one of the more amazing transformations that we've seen, and we're going to talk a lot of basketball down the road here on the podcast, but hey, right now it is football time. And we will talk plenty of football, obviously, on the podcast over the next few weeks. Football season just about 2.5 weeks away right now. Had hoped to have a chance to catch up with some people about the SEC Network, which obviously launches at 5 o'clock Central Time Thursday evening, the day most of you are probably listening to this. Again, you know, I understand those people are all very busy, so some scheduling snafus prevent us from talking in depth about that. But for the most part, you should be able to get it. Last I knew, Mediacom does not have an agreement yet in mid-Missouri. Other than that, just about, I think, Verizon Fios, I believe. I could be getting the name of that wrong, but I'm not sure they have an agreement. Other than that, pretty much everybody is covering, is carrying the SEC Network, well over 90 million homes at launch, which blows away what the Big Ten Network did, what the Pac-12 Network did at launch. So hopefully most of you are going to be able to see that. August 25th, starting midnight Eastern, they are going to have four classic Mizzou games. I know the Independence Bowl against North Carolina is on there, the 2010 game against Oklahoma, the 2012 four overtime win against Tennessee, and the 2007 game against Kansas at Arrowhead Stadium, where Missouri beat Kansas and took over the number one national ranking for a week. All four of those games are going to be featured, so set your DVR for those. SEC Network August 28th has A&M South Carolina, the first Southeastern Conference game of the year. That is exactly 2 weeks away. Coming up the next couple weeks on the podcast, we're going to go around the SEC East and hit on a couple of Missouri's opponents in the West, try to get you set for those teams and kind of what they have coming out of fall camp. Not probably going to spend a ton of time previewing the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. No offense to the Jackrabbits. I'm sure they have a nice team. I lived in South Dakota. Good people up there. But, you know, there are bigger and better things on the schedule. Again, we're going to talk all kinds of football, all kinds of Mizzou, SEC, everything coming out of fall camp over the next few weeks. But today, wanted to make sure we caught up with Rob Fulford and got that out for you guys. Basketball recruiting, basketball really generating a lot of talk these days among Missouri fans. So wanted to get that out there for you. And the podcast is back. We're going to try to do it every Thursday morning, afternoon, night, Friday morning, sometime Thursday or Friday to get you set for football season all week long. So hope you enjoyed listening to Rob Fulford, and we'll be back next week.